Well, there are three basic ways to be healed. One is by the anointing. The second by the word of God. And the third by the gifts of healings, which is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, how this breaks down, and we'll show you this in depth next week. This is with faith and power. This is by faith, and this one's just by power. Isn't that interesting? Keep you in suspense till next week. We talked about the anointing, being healed by the anointing. To be healed by the anointing, you have to believe that it exists, that there is such a thing. Well, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me, and the anointing is the Spirit of the living God. So you believe the anointing exists, and then you believe that it exists today, that men are anointed today. And when men are anointed and they lay hands on you, there's a transmission of heavenly power from you to them. Now, that transmission is not automatic. That transmission is instigated by your faith. No faith, no transmission. Because the anointing is present doesn't mean you will get anything. You get what you get because of your faith in that anointing, because you stand and say, here I am, God, to receive the anointing. And we saw that in Action Sunday. Wasn't that fun? I just loved it. So you can have the anointing. We put that first because that's actually the easiest way to be healed. And one reason is because it appeases the flesh. You know, the flesh likes to feel something, sense something, see something. And so it gives the flesh a handle on what's happening, kind of appeases the flesh. Well, God's not opposed to that. It was His idea. He came down on man's level and said, you are a spirit being in a physical body, and your flesh would be appeased if it sensed something. And in the anointing, often you can sense something. The anointing can be measured. It comes in quantities. Elisha asked for a double portion of the anointing of Elijah, and that was apparently granted, because when you count the miracles and the healings, you'll see there were twice as many Elisha's ministry as it was in Elijah. So it's measurable. So sometimes it would be greater than others. But the anointing brings healing. It says the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage, breaks the burden, destroys the burden. Well, is sickness a burden? Yes. If you've been sick and you thought it was a blessing, you write your book. Don't expect it to sell, though. Now, the second way is to be healed by the word. Strictly faith in what God has said. No transmission of power, no sense of anything necessarily. Just God said, and you believe that. Well, God is your Father, and He said He loves you as much as He loves Jesus, and He made certain commitment to you. And if you believe His commitment, then you can receive from Him. Now, one man that received by faith, whose story is told over and over again, was laying in bed when he came to grips with Mark 11, 23 and 24. And as he read it, he had revelation of it. He believed it. And though he's paralyzed and can't move and hasn't moved for many, many, many months, over a year, he pushed his body to the edge of the bed, grabbed the bedpost, and pushed himself off. And when he did, his knees automatically went to the floor because he had not walked and couldn't walk, didn't have any strength in his legs. But he did that by faith, not by any transmission of any power. He did that strictly by faith, believing that God had said, by Jesus' stripes you were healed. And he said, well, I believe that. So whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive and you shall have. And he read that verse. He said, I believe that. Now, my father's here. If my father made a commitment to me, he's not a liar. And if he said, we'll do that tomorrow, though I haven't seen anything, I don't feel anything, I have his word. And so you can be healed by the anointing, where you have the power of God on display in manifestation, in measures, and your faith to receive that power. You can just be healed because you know God does not lie. He keeps his word. Now, Numbers says God's not a man that he should lie. So hath he spoken? Shall he not do it? You know, when God speaks, he keeps his word. He keeps his commitment. And God's committed. Now, he said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I wish above all things. Now, we used to travel a lot, still travel. And when Joel was home and Suzanne were home, as older teenagers in their 20s, we would leave them there. And I would have a list of things I wanted them to do, but the top of the list was to take care of the dog. Now we're dog free, but we've always had dogs. I love dogs. Our last baby died about a year ago, and we miss her. But that was my priority. Now, I appreciate if he vacuumed the rug. I appreciate if he loaded the dishwasher. There are other things that I think were important. But nothing was more important than that the dog was fed on time. One time we left one of our dogs. We had three at one juncture all at the same time. You know, there's only one kind of dog made. You did know that, didn't you? I won't tell you what it is.